My name is Fode Bojang. I'm Senior Forestry Officer at the FAO Regional Office for Africa in Accra, Ghana.
Fode, we are ending the International Year on Forest, but at the same time we're preparing the 20 years after Rio Conference on Sustainable Development. And you are heading kind of a focal point for an important initiative of the African Union, which is the Green Wall Initiative. How does it relate together?
Yeah, I am focal point from the perspective of the FAO Regional Office for Africa, which is in Accra, here in Accra, Ghana. Yes, this particular initiative is linked to the Rio Initiative. It started in 1992. It has to do with environment and sustainable development. And we are actually the Green World for the Sahara and the Sahel is involved with livelihood systems, environmental protection and livelihood systems, which is something that the Rio Initiative in 1992 looked at, and the Rio Plus 20 will also review how our countries have gone about implementing that particular engagement or commitment.
Is there any progress then in the way we have addressed the main constraints in that first Sahara Bend, but also countries around?
Yeah, the initiative of the Great Green World for the Sahara and the Sahel that the African Union came up with initially looked at, in fact, up to now, at the level of the African Union Commission, is concerned with more than 20 countries. However, for purpose of efficacy, the Pan-African Agency that was created by the censored member countries to implement it is focusing on 11 countries that stretches from Senegal to Djibouti, and a band of about 15 kilometers, which falls within the ISO height range of 100 to 400 millimeters.
But in terms of livelihood, how does it impact?
In terms of livelihood, many people, when they hear about the Great Green World for the Sahel and the Sahara, perceive it as a program of tree planting. But it is not solely a program of tree planting. I admit forestry and tree management, tree planting will play an important part. But it's an integrated program. It's an integrated livelihood program that will look at rain development, rain management, livestock development. It will look at certain agricultural activities that can generate income for the local communities, that can generate food. It will look at other aspects, like, say, non-wood forest activities that will generate income for the local community to be able to feed themselves. But principally, the idea is to undertake activities that will help to conserve the soil, you know, allow it to regenerate and help to slow the southward movement of the Sahara Desert.
How does it resonate to FAO programs in terms of increasing productivity for better livelihoods or addressing market access? Is it too early to address that or incorporate these policies into this overall initiative? Where does FAO have a window in this?
At the present moment, FAO is engaged at a facilitation stage. What FAO is doing here is to enable the countries to prepare the ground in terms of development of strategies, development of implementation plans, and further to develop comprehensive project documents that can be implemented over a long term.
Now, in order to prepare the Rio Plus 20, what could be the next steps in terms of priority and implementable priorities for the Green Wall initiatives? What remains to be done? That's the question. What remains to be done?
What remains to be done is a lot. FAO is implementing a technical cooperation program that involves 5 countries. And on behalf of the African Union, FAO is also implementing a project that's been funded by the European Union that is to be implemented at the level of 8 countries. So we are talking here of a total of about 13 countries out of a total, you know, potential engagement of 22 or 23 countries. But at least these 13 countries cover quite a number of the countries that fall within the Pan-African Agency's 11 countries that form the ban. So what the FAO engagement and the EU engagement is about, as I said, is to develop a strategy for implementation, to develop a plan of implementation, do consultations with local communities to identify what are the key issues for them, and use the outcome of that identification process to develop project documents that can be sold, to donors, and also with the input of the countries to implement much bigger and long-term programs. So there is the whole lot of implementation to be done with time. So there's a lot of things to be done from now.
And just to end with, if I would ask you to give me one example of successful achievement so far, what would that be, either in Niger or another country? Where can we capture the success?
It is a little early to talk about success because as you know, the Great Green World Initiative came about in 2005, and since it's a process, the program for its implementation was not approved until sometime in 2008. So you can talk implementation of activities with the FAO involvement actually started in 2010. But if you talk about activities that have been undertaken by countries on their own initiative, even before the Great Green Wall, I mean, there are quite a lot of success stories. Niger has got one of the most successful things that you can talk about, where you have a rehabilitation of land, farmlands, and you have lots of trees growing because of simple conservation measures that were taken by the farmers. And apart from Niger, you have quite a number of other African countries in the Sahel area and also in North Africa, like Algeria, that have undertaken this kind of green belt, activities, planting trees around the cities to protect it from the desert. It happened in Nouakchott, in Algiers, and beyond in other places. So you have quite a number of successful stories, although they all came with their challenges, but nonetheless, there's a lot of experience in the continent, especially in the Sahel and Sahara. The successes that we are talking about, the initiative taken by the countries themselves, addressed issues of land degradation, desertification control, wood supply, and also climate change in terms of its mitigation, and livelihood systems. People's livelihood system, that's what I say, by access to wood for domestic purpose.